Local Charities Bike Challenge. The Empowered People Cycle Challenge will take place on January 29th. Four disabled cyclists and their support riders are to take part in a gruelling challenge around the roads and lanes of the Pennines. It will see the four teams of two travel from Todmorden up to Blackstone Edge to Ripponden, Hebden Bridge and Todmorden. Each bike train will complete a 25-mile route and each pair will set off half an hour after the other, each aiming to complete their section in under 2.5 hours. The riders are raising money for locally based charity Empowered People to help buy four new charity pilot e-bikes. The riders will start from Morrison's car park in Todmorden, heading south. From Littleborough, they will climb 2.5 miles to the summit of Blackstone Edge, crossing the Lancashire-Yorkshire border. From the top of Blackstone Edge, they will then head towards Ripponden, giving the teams a chance to get their breath back on the long downhill towards Batings Dam. The route then takes the riders into the maze with testing climbs and steep downhill sections towards Mytham Royd and Hebden Bridge. It then heads towards Todmorden, finishing back up Morrison's. Simon Lord, Chairman, Trustee of Empowered People, said, "Our pilot bikes have been in service for over 7 years and through that time have had major modifications carried out to enable us to support our current and new riders. Sadly, the pilot bikes are becoming unreliable with metal fatigue in the frames and electric motors and batteries now needing replacement. Unfortunately, due to the age of the cycle, replacement parts are very limited to source and are extremely expensive to purchase. We need to replace the bikes with new cycles that have strong frames, powerful motors, and a range of frame sizes to suit our pilot support riders. The cost for 5 replacement bikes is £27,500. Our fund to date is £9,500, but we need all the help we can get to achieve our goal of helping and supporting more people. The ride was a great success, with all four teams completing the course in less than 2 hours and 5 minutes. Your Talking Newspaper editor Paul Southers was presented with a trophy after he and his support rider Ian Wright came in home in the fastest time at 1 hour 40 minutes.